You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and recently I came across an interesting little snippet that piqued my interest for so many different reasons. And it is an archive called on a website, thereplay.ie, and the replay being one word, thereplay.ie. And it's a collaboration between the GAA RTE Archives and the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. It's an online archive celebrating the iconic voice of Micheál Ó Murthaigh and the legendary commentator of Ireland's national games. And it was created with one simple idea in mind, and that is to help people relive iconic moments in Irish sporting history through the voice of Micheál Ó Murthaigh. And for generations of supporters, Micheál's commentary went beyond match coverage. His lilting Kerry accent and unique turn of phrase captured the drama and the colour, the rivalries, the heartbreak, the joy of Gaelic games, and his voice became part of the fabric of Irish life, a permanent fixture in homes, pubs, cars, and community halls across the country. And the replay brings those moments back.
Galway in their maroon jerseys and Offaly with the green, the white and the orange. 35 minutes to play for yet. The McCarthy Cup right under me here in the stand. Referee Georgie Ryan looking down toward the canal goal to see that all are behind the 50-yard line. They're not, but he restarts it. And it's Joachim Kelly for Offaly playing toward the canal goal for the second half. Joachim getting the ball, turning left and striking it down toward the 21-yard line. Corey Horan comes out with Conor Hayes. The ball between their feet is sent out to the wing. It's cut out there by Mark Corrigan to Brendan Bellamy. Brendan Bellamy going right through. A hand pass in towards Joe Dooley. He gets it into Pat Cleary. It's gone over the line. Pat Cleary a goal for Offaly. But Crokes killed McCudman. He's the man that did it.
And Catherine O'Leary is here with me. And Catherine is the National Community Engagement Manager at the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Catherine Tavalta wrote for Romila Mahagat.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here with you today.
A fascinating project is all I can say.
Absolutely, absolutely. I suppose I have worked with the Alzheimer's Society for the past 5.5 years. And this opportunity came up. It was actually the brainchild of a company called TBWA. Who are a media company in Dublin, and they came up with the idea, and they contacted the GAA, and we had been working in partnership with the GAA over the last couple of years. We were their charity partner 2 years ago, but we've always maintained that relationship because we have another program called Sporting Memories, which is whereby we bring people together with sports memorabilia to try, you know, jog their memories, bring them back to the fun and times and the laughter and reconnect with people. So we have been working on with the GAA on that project. So when TBWA came to the GAA about this idea, they instantly said, well, if you're doing that, we're doing it with the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. And then we discovered that RTE Archives actually were the people who had the rights to all the recordings rather than the GAA. So we approached them, and yes, they came on board as well. So to be honest, I remember the day we launched it, I was standing in the boardroom in Croke Park, and I was looking out and I saw the caption of RTE Archives, the GAA and the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. I thought, this is kind of a powerful project to be working on. I suppose the idea behind it is the power of sports reminiscence. And we worked alongside a gentleman called Richard Roach from Maynooth University, whose whole area of interest is reminiscence therapies. And it's an amazing, he's amazing to listen to when he talks about reminiscence therapy. And he was talking just through the whole concept of when people are listening to matches from years ago, and like the voice of Micheál Ó Murthaigh is the voice we all grew up with, and when people are listening to that matches, to the recordings of the matches, not only are they reliving the match, but it will bring back memories of who they went to that match with, who they were sitting beside, the feelings, the emotions, the fun they had. And it really brings back more than it just being about the sound. It's actually about the whole experience, and that will bring that back to people. through the Sport and Memories programme, I've seen this in action. I've seen people coming into the room who are living, in some cases with quite advanced dementia, coming into a room and maybe sitting down. I remember one day there was a gentleman came in with his son, and they sat down to look at a book of photographs. And after a few minutes, the dad started to laugh, and with that, the son started to cry. So I left him alone, and I went over to him after a little while, and I asked him, was he okay? The dad had been mute because of dementia for 2 years, and they hadn't heard him laugh in 2 years. But he had spotted a picture of himself from 40 or 50 years before, and that was what made him laugh. And like just the moments like that, and to think with the replay that we can bring those moments into every home. You know, you can work the replay, you can access it from your phone. If you just have an Android or an iPhone or whatever, you can access it from something as simple as a phone. And it's just so accessible to everybody. Everybody can use it. And within the first week, we had 40,000 hits on the website. And actually, in the first week, the most looked at match was one between Dublin and Kerry. I think it was it 85? I'm not great on sports statistics myself, but that was the one that was, and we're actually in Croke Park this Sunday. Again, we have a stand there reminding people about the replay. It's such a powerful project. I could talk all day. I'm sorry, you're not getting
No. Catherine, you know, what also stimulated me to follow up again was, I recently sat in on a presentation given by a Canadian broadcaster, and he was talking about 100 years of Canadian radio. And of course, sports commentary came up, and hockey being the national sport over here. And there was an iconic broadcaster who was quite descriptive. And one of the things he said, which applies to me all the more hurtig, was the pictures from the commentary were richer than the pictures on the screen.
Yes, absolutely. Michal had this most unusual way of, you almost knew where everything was happening on the pitch without ever seeing the picture.
Yes.
Just in his voice, he was able to capture everything. And even it's something we noticed, that several times during his commentaries, he would refer to what match it was and what year it was, almost as if he knew we were going to do this.
Right. And as I say, the descriptions, the comment that was made was, you nearly wanted to turn off the screen because it was distraction from the richness of the language and the imagery that was being created. And Michal had that wonderful gift. And the other wonderful gift he had was being able to just switch mid-sentence from Irish to English and back, and flawlessly.
Absolutely. No, he was fabulous at it. And like, his family were involved in this project with us as well. And there's so many tales and stories about him, and we learned so much about him throughout the whole project. And they are just so passionate, and they're so honoured to think that something like this could be used so richly, you know. It's just really powerful. I'd say it's one of the best things I will ever work on in my life, you know. I think it's a legacy. I think it will stay forevermore. You know, and I don't think his voice will ever be replaced. I think it's just one of those voices, you know. It's just, and even when I hear his voice, my dad died many, many years ago, back in the 80s. He's dead 44 years this year. And when I hear Michal Amorahertig's voice, I hear my dad's voice.
Right.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I used to listen to the matches with him.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's that's who I think of when I hear that voice.
And the reason it was important for me to reach out to you guys was because, you know, there are some things that end up being geo-blocked. So if you're outside of Ireland, you can't listen. But this is not one of those. So this is a fantastic resource that is available globally.
Absolutely. And we actually, and after you connected with us the other day, you really got me thinking. I was like, oh my God, there must be radio stations across the world that the Irish people listen to. And I think it's really important to get that resource out there and for people to have that opportunity to reconnect with home.
Indeed. In so many different ways. Like, I go to an Irish seniors social gathering on every Tuesday. We shut down for the summer, but it's Irish seniors. So you have a range of people from their 60s to their 90s.
Yeah.
And this is part of what builds community and stuff like Absolutely. This. So the richness of it. And then, for many of us, within the various waves of emigration, most, if not a lot of, certainly senior immigrants, would have emigrated in the times when, or would be familiar with Micheál's voice as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a huge opportunity, I think, for people. You know, it's something, as you say, can be used worldwide. And we made sure that it wouldn't be blocked. You know, that company we worked with, TBWA, they're a company that works across the world. And, you know, they're fabulous at what they do. And they kind of knew all the kind of technicalities. God, don't ask me about technicalities, you know, but knew it. And we worked then together and we involved people living with dementia to help us develop the website, what it should look like, how we kept it really simple. But there's also links back for people to get help if they need to get help or to get resources, you know, and it's just very powerful. And to be honest, his voice was just what you need. That's the main thing, you know.
Now, I noticed the game seemed to start in 1985.
Yeah.
And run up to what year? So what we're looking at, what how big of a resource we're looking at?
They're still uploading recordings.
Oh, brilliant.
So they hope to eventually have them all there.
Right, right.
Yeah. So they're working, but they started back in 85 and they're working their way right up through it. And I mean, it's a huge project, and to have, you know, the biggest sporting organisation in the world, the GAA, and their national broadcaster involved in it. It's a big thing, you know.
It is a big thing.
You know, and they were just so, RTE are, I think they're celebrating 100
years. It's 100 years as well, yeah.
Yeah, as well. And they saw it as a very positive project as part of their celebration as well. So
yeah, because I was at the conference in Cork in January, 100 years of Irish, from broadcast to podcast, 100 years of Irish broadcasting. And of course, one of the segments on that was sport.
Okay.
And the power of the voice. And while Micheál Ó Maith-Chertaigh was one of those voices, so was Jimmy McGee and Micheál O'Hare, and how iconic all those were in the formation, and how radio was such an integral part and still is such an integral part of the Irish psyche.
Absolutely. And I find my own mum lives with Alzheimer's, and Mam, and at this stage now, will not look at TV, and she finds it too confusing. It's as if, you know, what's happening in the TV is happening in the room.
Yep.
But she would listen to the radio.
Right, right.
Because it's like it's a safer space for her. And that's one of the other reasons as well, you know, that they just made it so accessible that people can just, say, use it on their phones. Just, you know, it's really, and you can use it anywhere.
Indeed.
Like we're hoping now, I know Nursing Homes Ireland, so the nursing homes across Ireland, they have reached out to us as they've taken it on as one of their programs throughout their nursing homes. So it's everywhere for people, you know. And as I say, it brings back memories of that day, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to that match, you know.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Patrick, I want to thank you for taking the time. The website is The Replay, and the two words are together. So it's The Replay, one word, .ie. And it's, again, a collaboration between the GAA, the RTE Archives, and the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. A powerful resource, certainly worth introducing. I'd have to say, even if you don't have any memory issues, if you just want to wallow in nostalgia.
Absolutely. This is, and like we say, it's especially powerful for people living with dementia, but this is for everyone.
Yeah.
And this is for people to sit down with their grandkids and listen to matches from years ago and let the kids experience, you know, the power of the voice that was. And it's just really powerful. It's for everybody, not just people living with dementia, definitely.
Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a real honor and pleasure chatting with you.
No problem. I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.